we would, she would put up her, we had a long hall, and she would put up this, this thing and put these quilts up there, and we would quilt in the wintertime.
So did your mother teach all of you, all your sisters, and you had had a quilt? Or?
I guess, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, okay, because they were grown up,
they
right?
all were grown.
Yeah,
it wasn't but one home when right. I didn't know it was that many in the family. Mm-hmm. I really didn't until, I don't know how old I was, but when she said, your sister's coming, I think I didn't even know I had another sister. Mm-hmm. So there were 7 girls and 5 boys.
Oh, okay.
And she would teach us how to quilt. She put this big old, they put big frames up, made like that thing, there's a frame, but she would put quilts in there, and she would have a bottom for the lining, then she would put some filling in there, and she put this in. And on rainy day, that's what we would do. She would have a corner over here for me to to work in.
Right.
And I could never use a thimble. You need a thimble to keep the needle from sticking in your
pants.
I could never. And she would show me, but it would just slide off. But anyway, I learned how to do that. And we had an old-fashioned machine, and she would teach her how to sew. We had no patterns. She'd take a piece of newspaper and cut out a pattern, and you'd make something. And we learn all those traits, you know, when we appreciate them. But after I got grown and got married and had kids, I sewed for my kids. Only made one shirt for my son. That was too much work. I made the girls' clothes. I couldn't work, so I would go downtown every Monday, and Penny's would have a material sale and get some material, and I make Diane's, I make Dolores's outfit, and I make Diane the scraps and make her outfit. And that's what I did for a long time. I didn't, my husband wouldn't let me work. And then when I got older, my mother made me cook. So that is, that's my life.
So did you like learning how to cook from your mother?
Yes, I used to watch her when she would cook. Only thing about it, our stove didn't have a timer or anything on it. But she knew exactly how long to let it heat before she would put a cake in there. And she would bake cakes and stuff and all that stuff. But yeah, she taught me how to cook. And that's what I end up doing for the church.
Right.
So it was a good treat. Yes. Okay. He would follow me in the house and walk down the hall, and you could hear him coming.
The little pig did.
Yeah, the pig following him. Yeah. And I guess crying. And then I took care of him. And he got fat. And he outgrew the other pigs. Then my daddy sold him.
Oh. So he gave him to you, and then once he got
to take care of him.
Okay, take care.
Oh, I think I cried behind that because I was taking care of that little pig. I gave him half of my food and milk, and he'd come in the house and look for it. It was funny afterwards, but at that time it wasn't funny because I didn't have a doll to play with, so I had the pig.
Did you have any other pets after?
No, I didn't want any more. Took my pig. We had a little goat. I couldn't do anything with that goat. He'd run away. He'd come in the house, but he wouldn't stay. The little pig would just follow me around in the house.
Did your mom mind him being in the house?
She didn't. She didn't care.
She didn't care.
Get that pig out of here before your daddy get here. He wanted a pig in the house.
Yeah.
get him out and walk him back to the barn. Mm-hmm. Where the rest of the pigs were. Mm-hmm. That hurt me, and he sold my pig. No fun like growing up on a farm.
Yeah.
Growing up on a farm, it was fun. Mm-hmm.
What other animals did you have on the farm growing up? What other animals did you have on the farm growing up? Did your father have? So did you guys have horses? On the farm? Did you have horses on the farm?
Uh-huh. We had a horse. Mm-hmm. We had one horse. Mm-hmm. And we had mules. Mm-hmm. And the cows and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And was the horse for the buggy?
That was the buggy.
Okay, that's the buggy horse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the horse that made more horses than that time my daddy made his money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't allow us to go near that horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that horse didn't like women. And he kept telling us not to had a little fence we'd go over. It was real short. I liked that you put two steps. He said, don't go over that fence. Hard-headed kids. Mm-hmm. I started over the fence and the horse started towards me. I almost broke my neck, didn't I? And my father heard him. He said, I told you not to go over there. I don't know what it was about women that he didn't like, but he didn't like women. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. His name was Charlie.
The horse.
Yeah. We had a horse named Charlie and a mule named Sam and a mule named, what's that other mule's name? Mm-hmm. I can't think of it, but I know we had a mule named Sam. Mm-hmm. But they were fun. We could feed them, but we could not get close to that horse. Mm-hmm.
So you had a fun childhood growing up if you're on the farm with your parents, yeah.
Yeah, it was fun then because we didn't have a lot of things to play with. We didn't have anything to play with, really. Mm-hmm. We played with each other, and I played with my brother. Mm-hmm. Down on my knees, mm-hmm. shooting marbles.
Yeah.
But it was fun on the farm, really was. It wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, it really taught us how to work because it's hard work on a farm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you already had that work ethic before coming to Indianapolis and having to work at RCA.
I didn't get to work out there for a long time, and my husband just about had a fit when I got a job. I mean, he worked at Harvester, but about once every year they would cut back, and I guess he must have been the lowest one on the totem pole, so he had to go to days. So he didn't make as much money when you work days, you do nights because he got that night bonus. Mm-hmm. And that's the time I decided I needed a job. Mm-hmm. And Dad was in school then, too, so I didn't have to have a babysitter. Mm-hmm. But it's a good thing I did get a job because he had high blood pressure and he couldn't work in that heat anymore. So I ended up being the breadwinner.
Okay. Right. Yeah.